you mess it up.
And you'd always break. Have you ever broken a? Did you ever break a plow off in the ground?
Yeah, you'd hit a stump or something in the ground, pop it off, or pop it to scoot off, and yeah, you'd break them off. The main.
The front part.
Yeah, one, the lead plow, what do you call it?
Yes.
Scooter. You're right, you'd bring them back. You'd have stumps all in your field back in there, because if you ever hit it with a mule, it'd just pick up and go on over. But when you went to fool them with tractors, you tap something too much, you go to digging them up, then you take a shell and dig it out of the ground, get shed out, because if you hit one just right, it cost you too much money to mess up something. I ever hit them, and I didn't know it in the ground with tractors after I went planting with the planters and things, hitting, throw corn, tatter, man, it'd take you a half a day to fix your, get your planter rig fixed back, throw corn seed everywhere.
Was your father as big a hunter as you are? I mean, did he hunt like you did?
He hunted right smart when he was, he bird hunted right smart.
Yeah.
I only hunted quite as much as I did when I growed up, but he probably didn't have the time.
Yeah. Now, in a rifle, you put what? In a shotgun, you put shells, but in a rifle, you put...
You put a shell in there, but it be like a bullet. There was some shells sticking. I had one right there, right at there. That's a shotgun shell.
Yeah.
That's a shotgun shell.
Uh-huh.
You get them with different size shots. Some have threes, fours, fives, six, seven, eights, and nines. Some of them make them in tens.
Do you use a shotgun to shoot deer? Or?
No, I usually use a rifle. But if you got dogs around them, you want a shotgun because it's too quick action.
What kind of birds you have here, mainly? You shoot most of the quail. Do you have any other kind? Do you ever have woodcock here?
There's right smart woodcocks in these branch heads.
Yeah.
Right smart. And doves is a big, it's a big hunt here.
Yeah.
And your quail.
Uh-huh.
And ducks. That's the back this lake up here. There's right smart duck hunting going on.
Mallard or?
There's a heap of mallards and wood ducks and these old big black ducks.
Gosh, y'all really got a lot of game around here.
Yeah, a heap of game here with your deer and your duck. And your... I used to have a bunch in it back over here, about 2 foot over there, to ride some other turkeys over there. Wild. I used to have a heap of wild turkeys here.
Yeah. Were you ever bothered by animals that would come and bother your stock or anything like that?
You'd have old fox and bobcats and things come by your chickens.
Yeah. Any name for all those animals that would, what do people call them?
Most of them call them, I call them fox, bobcats.
Yeah.
Raccoons, possums. I had some of them fighting chickens here a good many years ago. I had about 150 here. Boy, them things. When I got raised some young ones, as quick as a young rooster got big enough to fight or something, you had to get shed that old rooster. Young one ever got old enough to tackle him, they didn't quit till one killed him. But then fox and bobcats and things got to kill him and kill him, and finally just cleaned them up. I set a trap out there in a nest out there one out there. Broke the old hen up, it was a bobcat.
Yeah.
I sent a trap in the nest of my hen next morning, this old bobcat and slapped his foot in, and I had him, he was sitting up in the nest. I told that old thing about a shotgun, and I shot him right in the face.
Ooh.
They're cleaning these chickens up.
Place where the chickens, where you keep them?
I had a, they wouldn't stand, I have plenty of nests all down in there, up against them trees and everything. They roost in these trees. And they fly up in these trees like a bird.
Good God.